We continue in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Bikurim. This is lesson number 18, and we begin the fourth perek today, Perek Dalet. Interestingly enough, this perek, the fourth perek of Bikurim, does not seem to be Mishnayos at all. Its source is in the Tosefta of Bikurim, where it appears as part of the second perek. The standard commentaries on the Mishnah, the Rambam, the Patanura, and the Tosfos Yom Tov have no commentary on this perek because they do not consider it a part of the Mishnah. Nevertheless, it is included in the schedule of Mishnah Yomis, of daily Mishnah study, and so we will study it. It certainly goes back to the time of Chazal, whether it is a Mishnah or not. There are numerous nuschaot, numerous readings of this Mishnah. We will follow the version which is printed in the Mishnayos of Pinchas Kahati, who in turn bases his text upon the nusach, upon the text of the Gro of the Gaon of Vilna. It's a very interesting perek, whether it's a Mishnayos or not. It's called the perek Androgynous. Androgynous is an androgynous individual, a person who has the simonim of both a zocher and a nekeva. He has the genital organs of both a male and a female. The question is, what is his slash hers halachic status? So the first Mishnah says, Androgynous, yesh bo drochim shovelo anoshim. The androgynous, the androgynous person, in some ways is halachically like a male. V'yesh bo drochim shovel anoshim. And there are certain ways in which he is halachically in the status of a female. V'yesh bo drochim shovelo anoshim vilanoshim. There are ways in which he is halachically equal to both male and female. In some ways, he is comparable neither to men, to males, nor to females, neither to men nor to women. The subsequent Mishnayos go on to explain each of these four possibilities: male, female, both male and female, or neither male nor female. The Mishnah begins, Mishnah Beis. Keitzad shove lo anoshim. In what ways is the androgynous similar halachically to men, to males? Number one, mitame beloven ko anoshim. We know that if a red fluid emanates from a woman, from a female, then she might be a nida, she might be a zava. There are all sorts of complex halachos. If a red fluid emanates from a male, well, so he's bleeding or he's got to see a doctor, etc., but it has no halachic implication. On the other hand, if a whitish liquid, looking a little bit like egg white, emanates from a woman, this is halachically insignificant. However, if loven, if this white fluid emanates from a male, well, then we're dealing with the halachic category of a zov, a male who has the halachic status of a zov, and this would apply to an androgynous as well. So, metame beloven kohanoshim, he becomes tome with this white fluid emanating from his body, like men do, males do. Umisatev kohanoshim, as we know, man is not permitted to dress up as a woman, nor a woman to dress up as a man. How does the androgynous dress? One or the other. Misatev koanoshim. He dresses in a man's clothing, a typical male's clothing. V'nosei, he can marry a woman, a female. Avalon nisa, he cannot be married by a male. Koanoshim. So in that, with reference to his ability to marry, he is in a status, halachic status, of a male. V'imo yosheves olov bedam tohar ko anoshim. We know that if a woman gives birth, so for a period to a male, a boy, for the first 40 days, she is in the status, well, she's tameya for 7 days, and then for a subsequent 33 days, even if she's continuing to bleed, continuing with lesson 18, we were in the midst of the Mishnah Beis of Perek Dalet, which lists the ways in which an androgynous, a person who has the genitals of both a male and a female, in which respects he is like a male. So we learned that when it comes to his status as a baby, as a child, he has the status of a male child. So that, as the Torah tells us in Parshas Tazria, if a woman gives birth to an androgynous, she is tomeya for 7 days. Then there are 33 days when even if she continues to bleed, that blood is not considered tome, but tohor. Those days are yumei tahara. For a female, she's tomeya for 14 days, and then tahora for 66 days. In the case of a male child, it's 7 and then 33. So the androgynous is like a male child in terms of his mother's status. When she gives birth to him, she's tameya for 7 days, and then the subsequent 33 days, even if she continues to have a flow of blood, she is tahora. Ve'eino misyachedim hanoshim ko anoshim. A man is not permitted to be alone in seclusion with a woman other than his wife, obviously mother, daughters, etc. An androgynous too cannot be alone with women. Ve'eino nizon im habonos ko anoshim. The halacha is, as the Mishnah explains to us in Maseches Bava Basra, the ninth perek, that if someone dies and leaves over sons and daughters, and there is insufficient funds to support both the funds and the sons and the daughters, then the daughters are the ones who must be supported. Habonos yizonu, the daughters receive their allowance for food. Habonim yishalu al apsochim, the sons, the male boys, the male children are just—they're on their own. They have to go on welfare, knocking on doors. But the girls get an allowance from the estate. So an androgynous does not get that allowance. He is like the other male children and has to be on his own and seek assistance outside the estate's funds. The overall baltakif, a male, is not permitted to remove his peos, the side curls of his hair. A woman can. An androgynous cannot, like a male. Well, baltashchis, a male cannot use a beard, a razor to shave his beard. A woman can. An androgynous, like a male, cannot. Valti tame la mesim ko anoshim. If an androgynous is a kohen, he's treated like a male and is not allowed to come into contact with the dead. If he is, on the other hand, had he been judged to be a female, then the halacha would be that she can be metamel mason. A daughter born to a kohen can come into contact with the dead. A son cannot. In this respect, an androgynous is like a son. As we know, men are obligated in all the mitzvos. Women are only obligated in those mitzvos she'ein hazman gromo. Women, for example, are exempt from shofar and lulav and sukkah, etc., tzitzis and tefillin, etc. An androgynous is obligated in all the mitzvos like a male, must hear the shofar, must sit in the sukkah, must wear tefillin and tzitzis, etc. So we finished Mishnah Beis, and in the process finished lesson 18, which brings us to the end of the first and second Mishnah of Bikurim Perek Dalet. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we will see about the ways in which an androgynous is like a woman, like a female. This is the end of lesson 18.